morning or good afternoon. Happy Columbus Day. This is Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phones right after the first break, so you can get all ready to do that. I want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We have the Intuitive Development class this Wednesday, and this is where we're going to class 3, and this is where we're going to talk about all the different portals. People have different portals where they develop their intuition, where they read from. Some people are claircognitive. Some people are clairvoyant. And every portal is important. So when you identify what talent you have, how you read, the more you develop it like a muscle, the more you start opening up the other ones. So we're going to get into what I call the clairs. You can identify what clair yours is, and it's just like a muscle. The more you build up on that, the more your other ones open up as far as clairaudience, clairvision. And so it's just, again, like a muscle. We're all intuitive. The biggest thing is to get the fog out of us, to be able to energetically clear out the mixed messages that we get. And so this is where we're going to get into how to read clearly from your third chakra and above to get the higher messages, because a lot of people read from the lower chakras, from the second chakra, and that's survival information. You could get information, but it's survival information. We want to learn how to read from the upper chakras. And in the fourth class, we're going on to learning how to get messages through numbers, through animals, through synchronistic events that are guiding you, how to let go, surrender, and allow your own personal symbols to continue to unlock your energy grids there so you could keep on getting messages. So those are the development classes. They're every single Wednesday for the next 2 Wednesdays. From 7:30 to 9 o'clock, you can join on the telephone from anywhere in the world. We also have coming up Saturday, October 23rd, the Key to Multidimensional Living, Meeting Your Shadow class. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm really excited about this class. This is, again, you can attend in person or by the phone. This is where we're going to really, I always talk about the wounded child. We're going to identify and talk about what this wounded child is, how to see and identify our shadow traits, how to clear those shadow traits, be able to meet your shadow, because those are the root causes of blocks. Getting down to the root cause of what's blocking you from keeping having your energy go back to old programs and patterns. When you release those, it's a soul retrieval technique. It's from a shamanism, one of the techniques that we're going to use, and it really helps us get rid of the old patterns, because those block you. If things aren't flowing in your life, your energy is still getting attached into connected to old patterns. A lot of these are subconscious patterns. We don't even realize that we're so still running our energy and directing our energy in an old pattern way. So when you're able to get the tools to be able to identify that and then release them, it profoundly changes your life. It opens up your multidimensional sight, and we're going to get into multidimensional travel, aligning to the higher self, tons of stuff, and that's the multidimensional the keys to multidimensional living, and that is, again, Saturday, October 23rd. Very excited about that. We also have the year 2012 class available for MP3, and we also have the class that is coming up Tuesday, November 2nd, and this is a monthly class. It used to be the mentorship class, but now it's called Continuously Evolving You or Universe, the CEUs, and this is where every single month we're going to meet for a couple hours. This is where we go dive into what's going on with you personally. So I read your energy grids to see what's happening from month to month, and then we have conversations. We help each other, support each other, see what's going on in our world, and then I also give you unique techniques for your energy field to help clear what the patterns are coming up that I'm seeing for you, giving you some information and advice, and I also encourage people to share what's going on, because this is, we're doing this evolving together. So that's the continuing evolving universal you. Right? We're evolving in this universe, and so it's an exciting time to be alive. We also have the remote readings. and you can sign up for 10-minute, 20-minute, and 30-minute readings. That's where you don't have to sign up for an appointment. I read your energy field. You get a CD and a full report of what I was reading in your energy field. You can ask questions if you want. Some people just say, read what's going on, because a lot of people, they're amazed at how their little child, their four-year-old, that is really angry is still in their energy field, and I'll describe that four-year-old, and we'll talk to that four-year-old, and we'll bring that energy out, and we also transmute it. It's just not about the reading. We're doing a balancing there. We're doing a clearing, and I've heard from many, many people that they're amazed at what's in their energy field, because when people have the remote reading, they receive it and where they can listen to it on their own. They can listen to it over and over again, and this is, I am just reading your energy field. I'm reading your blueprints of how you're directing your energy, and so it allows the person to get a snapshot of what they're putting out to the universe. And as we know, the universal energies is a short order cook. So if we're putting out old patterns or rage or our wounded child is in charge, then we're going to get the results back that we don't really care to have. We wonder why cycles keep on happening over and over. All those answers are within your energy field. So the remote readings give you a good snapshot of, again, of the energy that you're putting out to the universal grids. And then it also gives you keys to change. So it's not only about the reading. It gives you techniques that your energy field that's unique for your energy field, I should say. And that's where your body, I test different techniques. I've trained and downloaded tons of different techniques that help clear the energy field. Some are work better with different energy fields, so you get your own different kind of techniques. So those are the remote readings. And I also do in phone sessions or in person, and I offer 15-minute, 30-minute, half 45 minutes, and hour sessions. And for a special for October, geez, I've got to get my months ready. October special for KKNW listeners is $50 off hour readings. So that's 1 hour readings in person or telephone, $50 off. Just tell my assistant Wendy that you heard the special on KKNW, and that's for 1 hour readings. $50 off if you want to have, you get a lot of information. I read a lot and give you a lot of information in 15-minute readings, never mind an hour. So a lot of times people use it as their yearly tune-up, or they get they have a reading every 6 months because they work with the information. And again, I just don't give readings. I also give you tools for you to be able to work with, because it's all about energy. I say it over and over again. We're all energetic beings. Every single answer is in your energy field, blocks it, or we can identify that in your energy field. So when you see yourself as an energetic being, act like are you cleansing your energetic field? Then you'll really open up your energy to infinite possibilities. And that's where we're going. And I want to talk about that. A lot of people, I was doing some meditating before I got in the call today, and I was reading the energy grids around the world, and I could tell that many, many people around the world gathered yesterday at the 10-10-10 window. So yesterday was a huge window of opportunities. It was a master number, so it was October 10th on the year 2010. Many people were gathering at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, or from 10 a.m. to 10:10 at a.m., they were doing 10 minutes of direct prayer, and it was really amazing to see the results. We've heard from masters over and over, when two or more gather, or with the faith of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And when I was watching the shift that was happening between yesterday and today within the grids, and those grids affect each and every single one of us. We're all connected. We're all interconnected. So think of the grids. The cleaner they are, the more they're not clogged up, the more there's flow and of that universal and earth energy. That universal energy is soul food. The more we're open to it, the more we can take into our energy field, and it grounds us, it cleanses us. It's literally our soul food. So it was really wonderful to watch the shift. When I was first looking in it, it was so blinding light that it took me a couple minutes for my eyes to get adjusted to watch the grids, and I've never seen such a shift, and a little child, I've been looking at earth grids. I didn't know what they were for many in my youth, but I got to really know how to navigate it around those grids. And so I've never remember seeing such a shift in consciousness from one day to the next. And so what does that mean to us? It means that we can really step on this ride that's happening, this real shift, and open up our consciousness, this real evolutionary process, this real rebirthing period, and be able to really start taking accountability, responsibility of how we're directing our energy. And if you have anywhere in your life where you're feeling afraid, where you're feeling stuck, now's the time to really face it, to really be able to proactively, not reactively, proactively to take those steps to get rid of those blocks, get rid of those old patterns. We have the support of the universe. We are parts of God, pieces of God, aspects of God. We've heard that over and over again, that we're all pieces of Creator. Are you acting like a creator? Do you feel like a creator? Is your life a creative and being able to be full with flow and happiness? Do you see heaven on earth now? Are you creating heaven on earth now for yourself, even amongst chaos, even amongst fear? This is where it's so important, where we're bridging into seeing and creating what we want to see for the future for ourselves and, of course, for everybody around us, because when one person shifts, we profoundly shift. And so it was wonderful to see such amazing shifts. And so I'm encouraging each and every single one of us, including myself, to continue to ride on this wave. So you could think of it as a great big window has been opened and light is pouring in, and it's strengthening the architecture of the earth grids that are bringing more light. And, of course, it's going to bring light into those places that are dark, or that shadow places where things have been off balance or not shoved under the rug. So anything, let's say, the banking institute, the stock market, those things that have been the credit cards that rob the people out of their houses and homes, it's going to bring light into there. So we want to not be afraid of that. We want to realize that when that light comes up and illuminates where things, again, have been extremely off balance, this is a balancing act, a rebirthing act. And so we want that light to go in and be able to bring up the balance, bring everything back into balance. And so it's wonderful to see this, through the shifting that's going on. And again, a lot of people are feeling these shifts, so we can feel them, as I said over and over, with grace and ease, and continue to work and have it be a discipline, or we can go kicking and screaming. It's really up to us. And every single thought, word, and deed, we're directing how we're going to be experiencing these changes and shifts. They're not stopping. They're just going to continue to feel stronger and stronger and stronger. And so you can feel them and embrace them in a grounded and empowered way, or we can feel very contracted and feel like we're just getting taken around towed around by our nose, actually. And so now is the time to, again, get in that driver's seat, direct your energy like the master that you are, and feel that connection of the support of our guides, our angels, the masters all around us. We are going to our first break. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show live on Columbus Day. But be back in a few.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery. Offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds, and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S., using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
talkradio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and I'm going to give that phone number out because we've opened the phone lines. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could call up my man, Benny, and he'll help you out there. And so, Benny, speaking of phone calls, why don't we go to them?
That is correct. I am your main man, Benny.
That's right.
Don't you forget that, right, Carrie?
That's right.
I'm here for you, even when you got marbles in your mouth.
That's right.
It's all good. All right, well, we'll head up these phone lines. We have Maureen that's called in from Port Orchard, Washington. She's actually continuing this call. She called back a little while ago about her dog that's been reincarnated, and she's having trouble locating her in the ethers on the outside, and she wants to know if she's able to reconnect back up. So let's see if we can help her out a little further. Maureen, welcome back to the show. What's up?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Maureen?
Well, the dog has reincarnated. She was born towards the beginning of August. I called you once and you said everything's go. I was given, you said to look for 777. Also, she's going to be a Jack Russell. She wanted to come back in pretty much the same body because she liked it. Wants the same name. She's going to have a white spot on her forehead. I have looked for the last 2 weeks, and I've been through almost every classified you can think of. I'm in the state of Washington. I can't find her.
You know what, Maureen? This is the thing of where you got to let go and just step away from the papers, the internet for 2 days, and it's I just saw an image over your head where I've seen this over and over again. Part of it's even a bigger picture of why she's coming in for you as far as letting go, allowing, surrendering. And I've had it where people have find things down from their dogs down to their kids down to their husbands down to objects, and they kept on looking, and it's like when we look too hard, our energy bends forward, and we go into this worst nightmare thing. Just to allow yourself to step back for 2 days. That's not a long time, and just really feel yourself opening up and knowing that she's going to be coming in, because you're going to find out something where crossing lines, or the person put up the ad late because they know that they were going to sell really quickly, or there's, when I see the earth, that means to me that there's something going on the other end of the cycle, and this is your time to be able to trust, to allow, surrender, and just know that everything is going to work out. And so and you'll literally be confirmed with that, where the people say they could have just been moved to the area. They were getting more situated to have the dogs leave, something along those lines. So just, again, just take the next couple of days off and just feel her. Feel her in your lap. Feel her in your heart. Feel her energy. And you're opening up the cords, and you'll synchronistically find her. The biggest thing is it goes back to Maureen as far as being able to surrender, allow, and let go. And I know that's a tricky time because I've known many people have done this, that reconnected with their animals, and that there's always can be a bit of doubt there when the animal looks a different way, or it's like really a time for you just to, I just heard her say, let go of expectations as far as we don't have exact replicas because they're going to be in a different body, so they could do different, a little bit different things. And so sometimes people, it throws them. So think of this as a real time for you to root down, to feel her out, to really get a feel her coming into your heart, and just really, don't worry. It's going to be very synchronistic as far as how you, I'm just seeing a paper or something landing in your lap. And so that's my symbol of things, that messages coming in early, very quickly for you, very synchronistic, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I've already gotten, you know, a bed out and made a little space for her and everything.
Yep.
And
yep.
I don't expect her to look exactly like she did.
Right.
I was just told that there'd be a white spot on her nose so I would recognize her. So I don't expect her to, it would be impossible to replicate. That would be impossible.
Right,
But I just wanted something that if I saw her, I go, I think that's her, and then I could at least look in her eyes and, you know,
that's what she's saying right now over the next 2 days. Feel her. It's like close your eyes and feel her heart energy. You'll feel that, like when we do this, you could be blindfolded and we'll be able to walk in and feel her. You'd be able to, like it's a magnetic pull that pulls us to the animals and you don't even have to see them. You'll feel it in your heart. So take the next 2 days and you have everything set up in the physical world. So that's perfect. People have told you that you're even going to get a sign of the white thing on her head. So that's perfect. So this is a time to, again, feel her. Feel her in its outside circumstances that are, I don't even want to say blocking it because it's on divine order. And so the people could be waiting because, again, my sense is they know that they'll go very fast or they don't have tons of them. So they're not worried about having the dogs get people coming and getting them. So they're either saving money by not adding it, putting the ad up for a long time or something along those lines. But there's like they know what they're doing on that end, and they're not concerned as far as how fast they go. So it's just more of a settling in and that kind of energy. So feel her, enjoy feeling her, and it's great that you got the bed and you're doing everything else, so that's perfect.
Okay, so you do think I would, you know, like you said, it will fall in my lap. There would be something on the internet, on the web?
It's something on the internet and or did you say you were looking at papers too?
No, I look at the ads on the computer.
Okay, all right.
Not a physical paper.
That's fine.
And I get the feeling she's not too far from home.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. She's not too far from home. Yep. I'm seeing like this thing falling right in your lap. I'm seeing you at a computer, but symbolically looks like a paper falling right in your lap. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay. And I'll just try to relax. I was just getting excited.
It's just feel her out, and you'll already feel the connection with her, and that will help you as you are getting reconnected there. Okay.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maureen, for calling in. And Carrie, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And let's take Jay. He's calling in from Alberta, Canada, longtime listener and longtime friend of the show. And he actually has a situation going on with him and a friendship that he's trying to work out. Let's see if we can help him as well. Jay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks so much, Benny. Hey, Carrie, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay. You know what? I've got a gift coming up pretty quick before Thanksgiving, so I'll get it there for sure.
Good.
Thank you much again.
Thank you.
I promise. Hey, I got a problem here. I've got a friendship. Basically, it was a business personal friendship, and we're kind of like breaking up right now, and the situation is that she's going to bring it to court. And pretty well through a lawyer, and the thing is that she contacted my mother telling her this is what I'm doing, but it wasn't her thing to get my mother involved, and of course the action right now is I'm really mad about it too, right, and that's why I move on, because this is probably the last breakup we're going to do for business and astro-personal relationship, so I'm trying to figure out what to do here, and, you know, send her a letter, a registered mail, and actually say this is what you're looking for, and this is what I'm requiring from you, and and just get what she wants, basically, in terms of graphic design work that what I did for her, and say, go our separate ways, basically, all
right? Right. I see that the letter would be good, and has this been going on since August?
Yeah, it has, actually.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a bunch of eights going sideways where the 8th of August goes where it's not infinity, it gets all the eights get twisted. So that means to me the communication or the balance that was in the relationship is got all knotted up. I definitely am seeing her with a great big knot in her third chakra, and she's looking for a power play pull, and she's doing and part of her is not even conscious of how much she's trying to pull in your energy and not wanting to let go. That's why she contacted your mother. And I'm watching her shrink down to a 2.5 to 3.5 year old child, so it's her wounded child aspect that's pulling this push-pull game. So doing the registered mail would be a way of not engaging her, because she's trying to arm wrestle with your energy, and that's why she's contacting with your mother. Be black and white as far as what you want. But I'm also seeing her really sucking her thumb as far as feeling like she was wronged. And so that's her perception, and we all have our own. And so I would energetically really cut cords, because there's one going to your third chakra where, so see, call in Archangel Michael and cut that cord, because there's definitely energy going back and forth. And I see when that happens that she'll energetically put a shield up there, and she'll go on, because she has to feed her energy. She won't be getting your energy anymore, so she will have to find another feed, and hopefully she'll realize that she will want to feed herself energetically, but that's maybe part of her journey. And it's a very karmic relationship, Jay. I'm just seeing this is very old. It's very karmic. It's very many, many lifetimes. It has involved. You had many good ones, and also ones that have been where you guys have been on the opposite side of the fence. So just think of this as like a real huge karmic clearing. So now you said you did have lawyers, or you're trying to avoid lawyers?
Well, she's getting a lawyer involved, and see if I'm actually communicating, because I wouldn't respond to her emails and voicemails, because they were pretty rude, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to, do anything that would actually give her more power, because I was thinking,
she
wants.
Well, that was the wise thing to do. Yeah, yeah, because she, if she was doing it from the root chakra, I'd be saying something else, or from the second chakra, I'd be saying something else, or even the heart. But she's going right after the third chakra, so that is all about the power and even subconscious patterns, that kind of deal. And the biggest thing, Jay, when I also look at her energy field, I see her arm wrestling with herself, and so she's projecting a lot of energy at you, with you, towards you, and she's like really having the biggest struggle with herself, and especially how to integrate her male energy and just her whole thing as far as whole right side of energy, her history and all that stuff. So it's a great, think of August as a, it was a big, I'm seeing it, it's like a, looks like a hospital thing where it's critical, up and down, up and down. And you guys had it up and down. You said you broke up before. I'm just watching this ziggly line, like it looks critical. Did you guys have extreme highs and lows?
Well, I was really surprised. Like, if I didn't do something right, which she wanted me to, or like that, if it wasn't just perfect, right? Because she was perfection about it. I would just get clobbered through voice, not professional, and give me the guilt trip.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's like, I did the best I could. So,
That's where it looks like one of those, the hospital critical things. And so part of that is, again, how you take that over where it's a big highs and lows, peaks and valleys, and put it over her right side of her energy field as far as how she's perceiving and seeing things. So things can be extreme. Things go up and down. I see part of her energy field is like energetically split in half. So it's trust your own intuition as far as not engaging with her. Doing the registered mail is a good way to get the ball rolling. But I also see her, especially it's October, middle of October, over the next couple of weeks, kind of losing steam, especially when she's not feeling you. Like, think of the game patty cake. When you don't have the hand going back and doing patty cake, the person has to get an energetic feed. And so I'm watching her go on to something else. Like she's, when people have that extreme in their energy field, they could, they're going to have to go somewhere else. I just heard my music, and I know I got to go. So do the registered letter. It's all going to work out.
Thank you so much. I'll give them contact.
You're welcome, Jay. Okay, hon. Good to hear from you.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to to color and your spirit so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
All right, we'll do. We'll travel south here from good old Seattle, Washington, and we'll head up to Austin, Texas. We have Megan calling in. She wants to know if she's looking for a better direction in her career. She's got a couple things working for her right now, but she wants to know, is that the right thing to do? So, kind of works for all of us. Anyways, all Megan, right. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, that's a lie. I'm not
I was
good.
Just going to say, you don't may I gently say.
Truth comes out. Yeah. See, truth comes out.
Yeah. No, Carrie, I've been very stuck for, I'd say, about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I published a children's book about a year ago that dealt uh-huh. with grief. I sent you a copy of it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We've had contact before.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of just went dead in the water. That's
uh-huh.
okay.
Uh-huh.
And recently I've picked up painting again and
uh-huh.
been painting and painting and painting. Part of me wonders which direction I should focus in. I just
uh-huh.
feel professionally defunct.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So whatever you see that would be helpful, I would greatly appreciate it.
Well, how do you feel when you're painting, Megan?
I feel like I'm finally out of time and space.
Okay,
and,
good. Because that's exactly what I was seeing. Because what I'm seeing with the book, it's on the right side of your energy field, and it's on a shelf, and it's close to you. And so that means to me, if it was on the left side, I'd say it was in the past, blah, blah, blah. But it's not. So just to think of sometimes it's a divine order timing kind of deal. When I looked at your energy when you were painting, your whole heart opened up. And the mantra I've heard my guide say, if it feels light for you, it's right for you. And sometimes that could sound like airy-fairy. Well, how does that, you know, feed me or give me, you know, money over my head? But when we follow our passion, when we put out that energy, when we get lost in space and time, what we're doing is changing our codes that we're putting out to the universe. And so it starts getting rid of other blocks. And so the more we can do those things that make us feel light, that we're passionate about, the more we're clearing out this fog and smog in our energy field, because we all got fog and smog.
And so what I'm, especially for now and over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, the painting is really, I'm seeing it clear out some, the first, second, and third chakra stuff all on the right side. So that goes back to father, father lineage, male, male relationships. And I'm seeing it going back right down to like when you're 1.5, actually you were crawling, like 6 months old. So paint away is what I'm watching. And then I see the whole book and the paintings get all like taken in at once. It's like when it rains, it pours, you know, when all things start to happen at once very quickly. And I do see somebody around that's smelling the book out. And this is before 2000 and the year, end of the year. I'm seeing December and into January. Think of this coming up year is a year where I see you at the top of a cliff, and the cliff looks like it's been a long road up there, and it feels like there's a lot of, it looks like there's a lot of rocks. And so that's my symbol of it's been like a long road, but you feel like a sense of I have arrived. And so I would really encourage you again to paint and just think of the every time you're having that passion, every time you're feeling that I'm a far away kind of deal, you're literally clearing your energy field. You're plugging yourself in with that light energy. Go back to what I was saying that, just in the preview, the first 15 minutes, I was amazed at the light grids that I was seeing. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and so how is it going to affect us? We can take that energy, that light, and ride it to be able to really work with it and be able to, it's like a fuel for our very, very collective, tired energy tanks, because we're all running on empty collectively, and a lot of people are contracting their energy and going on fear and fight or flight, and then they're starting to see their worst nightmares happening. So take the energy that's coming in, be able to fuel it with the paint, and I'm seeing you the heart widen open, and that also gives out your heart signals, your heart signature, which that's our order to the universe. Our heart signature has everything in it, including how things turn out, how the publishers that come in, the people that are interested in the art. And so take this time, especially over the next I keep on seeing fours around you, next 4 days, next 4 weeks, into the next 4 months, like to the end of the year, of painting and letting your head have a pad next to you, so when you get any ideas, do you already make note cards with your paintings? Have they ever been on a note card?
Mm-mm. No, I've thought about that. But in practical terms, the time I spend painting, I actually need to be bringing in literally money to pay bills.
Right.
Where do you see a little dollar sign in my path? What direction? Because that's really, I love the painting and I love that my heart will open up, but in practical terms, that's what I have to.
Okay. All right. Well, do as much painting as you can, because I would really encourage you to as much as you can, Megan, because it's like soul food to you. What are you? What jobs are you looking for?
I haven't been. I teach, and all my teaching opportunities have sort of dried up. That was also fascinating to me, that the way I did earn a living just kind of went away. I teach art.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, am I being forced, put in an opportunity to paint? Is this my time too?
Well, have you tried to do, I just saw a client of mine, and she has students that come to her, like a studio, when she teaches them to paint. So she's able to paint and also get paid as she's teaching students. She does it at her place and at her time. Mm-hmm. And that the word of mouth people, she taught all different classes from beginning to advanced. And so she had a door full of people. Have you been doing it at your place where it's not in an institution and on your own?
I have been. I've been earning a living for a long time. Yeah, I haven't actually had students come to my space, but I go to them, have small groups in people's homes and stuff.
Okay.
I just recently got a space, possibly, but I don't have a space for students to come here. It's not big enough.
Okay. All right. But you have a space where you could gather students.
I don't in my own house, but
no. I mean, but the place you just said you might have a place.
Oh, sometimes parents will, like, get a group together for me, and then I'll teach out of their space.
Okay.
So that's the best I can do. I've wanted a studio for a long time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you say that all that dried up, because I see you sitting there with a circle of people, and it looks like you're painting. So have, when is the last time that you really put out like a new class, like you let people know that you're doing it and having some sort of, I'm seeing you blowing air to it. So that's putting new life to it, putting new advertisement to it, new words, stretching out to other people. You know what I mean? I would definitely look at that because I do see you painting. And so, and I would go beyond the... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. I was also thinking, considering putting prints of my paintings and trying to maybe earn some income from painting prints type of thing.
Well, I saw a note card next to your painting where it looked like a painting that my client did exactly that. She made cards, as far as note cards, of all different sizes of her paintings. And it was very popular. And so that's what I saw on your right side was a smaller version of your painting that allows you to continue to do the painting. So I'm confirming that for you if you've already thought of that. So and I'm also seeing different places as far as even yoga studios and even hair salons of different places that would take them besides the regular like health stores and metaphysical stores and that, and even like Borders and Books and that, those kind of deals of bringing it out in different avenues. And so that's a perfect thing. Confirmation for that. But I do see that it's all about the painting in the book, again, is not off on the left side. So it's definitely a timing thing.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Okay. Bless you too, Megan. Good to hear from you. All right, we're going to go to the next break, and you'll listen to Kara Krona Show. Be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's take Shelly. She's calling in from Enumclaw, Washington. For those that are on the outlying areas, you're not sure where that is. It's actually kind of southeast of Seattle, about 30 miles out. So anyways, Shelly's calling in, and she's been trying to move. She hasn't had too much luck lately. She wants to know when that might be. So Shelly, welcome to the Carol Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you. Yeah, that's about it. I've been trying to move for about a year, and I can't seem to find a place that works out.
You can't find a place?
Right. That works okay for me. I have a dog and a horse.
I'm sorry, you're going in and out, Shelly. You have a dog and what?
A horse.
Okay. Is it the horse that gives you the most issue?
Not really, because I'm willing to board her somewhere else.
Okay.
So I don't have to rent a place that has room for.
All right. I just saw that there used to be a show called Mr. Ed, and it was a talking horse. And I just saw you going to a place that, and it could involve with the boarding of a horse. Or did you look at places that had that were close to farms, or like in Connecticut, they have a lot of farms where they have like mother-in-law apartments, or like they have like garages that are over. They redo them and they're beautiful and they're on land, and they rent them out to a lot of people where a lot of people are housing the horses, but they also have property that people rent too. I just saw that whole vision of that. Did you check out places that literally had places to rent on farms or horse places?
I have tried that.
Okay.
I have tried that. When
was the last time? What, excuse me?
I said I actually work with horses, so I know about a lot of the places around here.
Okay. All right.
I was wondering if I should move out of state.
Out of state? Would you be going, like toward the Oregon area? This is what I'm seeing, Shelly. This is what I'm saying. I'm watching your energy, and when I go above your head, I see an arrow that goes, like, toward the Oregon line, okay? Wherever you are right now, I'm just following your energy grids, right? And it looks like it's, like, right between Washington and Oregon. But I'm also seeing, and especially because you work with horses right now and on the place, and you're familiar with those kind of scenarios, that something could be opening up that wasn't open before, especially when it gets into November of this year. And I'm looking at, like, November 13th through 15th. So if you want to still stay in that area, or it's like it's not, it doesn't seem very far, it could even be 45 minutes to 30 to 45 minutes from where you are right now, something open up in that, again, arena. If your energy is splitting where you're thinking of going, because I see your left eye going out of state and your right eye looking for somewhere right now. When our energy is split like this, it creates an energetic fog. And when it creates an energetic fog, then it seems like things don't happen as much as we want to. It's like a fog over our heart. So think of this as a clearing time, especially from now to November, to go and look outside the state and to see what's out there. And have you tried to move outside in the state in the past? Or did you move to West Washington? Because when I see the left, that means to me past experiences. And I'll let you answer that.
I've been in Washington about 2.5 years.
Okay, so you moved from somewhere in the past. Okay, because that's why I see it in your left eye. And I'd encourage you, because I know I have another caller, think about what the move has been when you were going through the move from Washington to where you were to Washington, because when I see that in the left eye, it's like you're processing disappointment and or pain that had to do with moving, having high hopes, and having them not really happen. And it's a whole processing period from now to November. And then I do see in November that there's a place within 45 minutes that opens up. Doesn't mean you necessarily have to take it. The most important thing, Shelly, is really it goes back to what I was saying to Megan. What feels light for you is right for you. So really spend this time, Shelly, from now to November, of understanding that when we ground down and where we decide to live, and we really feel like we can put our roots into it, it really expands our heart energy out, and then it clears out our heart signature. Our heart signature is where we put all our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's where we put our orders in. It's like it contains everything in that signature. That's why it's so important
important for have it be clear. When it's foggy, it creates like foggy situations, and we feel like we're in there just creating the same circles over and over again. So this is a real period for you to say, what feels light for me? What do I want to do? And really review the past as far as, because I'm watching you like drag this, like it looks like a backpack. So that means to me, past experiences, that's time to let go of when it has to do with move, home, family, planting down, and it's seeing the word disappointment written on it. So really have a clearing of that disappointment of past experiences, because this is coming up with allowing new beginnings and really get excited about that new beginnings. And then I'm seeing you having a sense of two places coming in where you have a real sense of where you want to go. And then I'm also seeing you look back and say that this year was really an important year for you as far as personal growth and really being able to, where we could feel really stretched and feel really confused, but then when we look back, hindsight, it was, it really allowed us to do some real soul searching there, or really deciding what we want and what we don't want. And so that's that period that I'm watching you do from now to November, real clarification of what you want and what you don't want, what feels light for you, and go to what feels light, what feels like, and what makes your heart feel really expanded, because that really gives us soul food. It gives us like miracle growth in our energy field, and that miracle grow allows things to then really start happening. This isn't airy fairy stuff. This is literally how we manifest things. It's the law of attraction. It's not Carrie's law. It's the law of attraction. So it all with the miracle grow allows us to really get into that feed our energy field instead of having like a sense of watery down, like a lacking water or soul food. It gives us some real high test energy there, and that high test energy really makes things happen fast. And that's what I'm watching you in this transitioning period, especially when it comes to decisions, perception, how you see life, actually, literally, shall I? So really clear out the things in the past, check out the places, somewhere's coming up, and the biggest thing is really I'm watching disappointment that has to do with your whole sex root chakra, and that's home, family, and the things from your past of high hopes getting disappointed. And so this is a closing of a chapter and opening up a whole new life for you, okay?
Great.
All righty. You have a good Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Shelly.
All right, Shelly, thanks so much, and good luck on the move. Hopefully it works out for you and all the animals there. And let's see here. Carrie, I think we have time for one more. Let's take Julie. She's called in from Seattle. She's starting a new business, but she wants to know if that's the right direction for this moment. So let's help her, see if we can help her out. Julie, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I'm starting a new fitness business, and I'm just trying to decide if this is the direction for me to be going.
Mm-hmm. This is a theme of what feels light for you is right for you. When I look in your energy field, Julie, I'm seeing you bring in a lot of blues. Are you planning, besides fitness, doing a lot of empowering women things or targeting women of a certain age or that kind of deal?
Yes, I'm looking to start a breast cancer support group.
Perfect. Perfect. Because I saw that whole slew of, like, this whole rainbow energy of this blue energy, which to me means the divine feminine, and it has it's like bringing in high hopes, time, empowering women, and especially this period right now of being able to anchor in that feminine energy. And I see it more as a fitness thing. I see it as an education. I see you passing out what I call the Johnny Appleseed mode. So it's like your pearls of wisdom, your nuggets of knowledge, and you have many of them. You've been gathering them up for years and years, and so it's, again, more than a fitness place. I'm actually seeing other classes coming in or people coming in and speaking there, or you having speakers come in and speak there. So it's more of a fitness for the body, mind, and soul is what it seems like. It's not only physical fitness. It covers all that area. And so, yes, it's perfect timing for you. And I feel like I'm just confirming that for you, that you've already got the big green light as far as synchronistic things happening and all the other stuff.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Very good.
All right,
you keep up the good
Thank
work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that will conclude for the phone calls today. Carrie, any parting words for you?
Yes. I do want to remind people of that special so they can say it to my assistant, Wendy, correctly. $50 off the 1 hour readings, and I do them in person or by telephone. And I work Monday to Tuesday, take live clients from Tuesday to Saturday. So we arrange the time, you arrange what's good for you, and the phone number is 860-887-1201, or you can email Wendy at union1111@yahoo.com. Again, union1111@yahoo.com, and say that's the October KKNW special of $50 off the 1 hour reading. It's a great time to finish up the year as far as getting a reading, get a preview of what's coming up for next year for you, give yourself some empowering tools so you can be able to wrap up this year and be able to step up into the next year within an empowered state and get tools for yourself to be able to make those things that you're trying to manifest happen. So it's a great, absolute thing to do it. And also encourage you to check out those remote readings. I'm getting a really great response for it where people are loving the blueprints. It's like a snapshot, or if you ever had aura photography, it's like a picture of your energy field of how it's going. And again, they love the tools that they work with, and they're finding some profound results. And I applaud them because I'm just reading how the energy is. We are clearing it, but also they take the tools and they continue to work with it, and they're finding again profound results where people have had health issues for years and years, and then back issues that they don't have anymore, neck issues that they don't have anymore, profound emotional things, depression that has been lifted. And that's how powerful we are all individually. And when we gather two or more together, our intention is to heal or to remind each other that we are all divine and whole and holy, each and every single one of us, and we could all forget that. It really allows a profound shift. So you're listening to the Carol Connor Show. I'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.